Thank you. Through his career, following the association with John Coltrane, McCoy Tyner worked in and out of working with others or simply solo or in a trio setting. We've got his big band coming up as well here on this Saturday on the Beat on WCMU. Here was an instance where he did return to a quartet format, and it was the McCoy Tyner Trio featuring Michael Brecker, Avery Sharp, and Aaron Scott. They were the ones that played with Tyner when I worked with him and them down at the Flint Jazz Festival. This was a 1996 Grammy winner. The recording called Infinity, and we heard from it the track called Changes. To open up this hour of jazz, blues, and more on the Beat. One of the real classics from the pen of McCoy Tyner, this from a recording in 1991 called The Turning Point, and the version with the big band of Fly with the Wind. Thanks to Ryan Egler for production work again this week on the show. I'm David Nicholas with you till 3 o'clock. Music of Don Pullen paired with that of Art Blakey as we get the Afro-Cuban influence on both, and then another with Don Pullen's band that'll come on the backside of this. But we open up with the recording on Blue Note from 91 titled The Kele Mubanya. And this is the Don Pullen African-Brazilian connection. I'll get that right. Featuring Carlos Ward on saxophone, Nilson Mata on bass, Guillermo Franco on percussion, Mortayam also on percussion here. This is one that Guillermo Franco wrote for the band, the late Don Pullen and Company, and this is titled Capoeira. An Art Blakey date from 1959 called Afrikaan, one Lee Morgan wrote called Hyena, Wayne Shorter on tenor, Walter Davis Jr. on piano, Jimmy Merritt on bass, Dizzy Reese on the congas, Art Blakey, of course, on drums. Before that, Don Pullen and the African-Brazilian Connection. From their recording Kele Mubanya, we heard Caparia on the beat on WCMU. Another from Don Pullen coming up here, and then music still ahead from Chucho Valdez to round out the show today. More from Don Pullen here on the beat on listener-supported WCMU, a service of Central Michigan University.
Thank you.
Every time I come back to the work of this band, I remember working with them at Plakta Auditorium in Warner Hall back in the 90s, and it was just a few short months before Don Pullen's passing from cancer. Sadly, since then, we've also lost saxophonist Carlos Ward. This was one of the tunes they played, and it has resonated with me ever since. From the 1991 disc called Kele Mubanya, we heard Yebino Spring. On the Beat on WCMU, your music and NPR news station. I'm David Nicholas. Thanks, as always, to Ryan Egler for all of his production work. Together, we will join you again next week when we hit at high noon right here on WCMU over your Labor Day weekend. Don't forget the special we'll bring you in the 2 o'clock hour, all about labor and work and its impact on music. That'll be in the 2 o'clock hour for the show coming your way next weekend. In the meantime, in the busy week ahead, CMU kicking off the new semester and all the hustle and bustle across our great state, you make sure to give yourself some time to swing and make sure you set aside some time to find yourself some peace. We head up and out for this Saturday with the work of Chucho Valdez here on The Beat on WCMU.
Thank you.